Yo, what up, everybody? It's your boy Julius, man. I'm back with another podcast for y'all. This is episode number 50, man. Finally made it to 50. Feels good, man. I want to thank all my listeners out there, everybody that tunes in every week. I appreciate you guys, man. I just really appreciate everybody that tunes in, man. Everybody that pays attention to the content, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of that good stuff, man. I appreciate y'all. So, you know, I do this, you know, to help people out there, and you know, it's also therapy for me. So, you know, it's a win-win situation. But episode 50, man. I just wanted to like tell like a story that happened, man. It's not really, you know, one of my usual podcasts, but I just, you know, wanted to tell this funny story that happened over the past weekend. So, you know, those of you out there that you know, follow me and, you know, follow the content and stuff like that, like, you know, I'm a fan of Gary Vee. I'm a fan of Grant Cardone. But this story has something to do with Gary Vee. So he was doing a contest, right? He got this first in line thing that he does where he'll post on Instagram and, you know, you have to leave a response, a meaningful response within 60 seconds of him posting on Instagram, right? So if he picks you and, you know, he likes your comment and he picks your comment to win, then you'll get like a prize or whatever. I've actually won a couple of times. I've won a couple of signed books. And I've also had, you know, a little bit of engagement with him, you know, through DMs and stuff like that. But, you know, this competition that he was doing, it was for tickets to a boxing card at the Barclays Center this past, you know, Saturday, which was March. That was March 2nd. So he got this contest where it's first come, first serve, right? You got to fill out this form. Put all your information on there, your email address, all of that good stuff, your number, all of that. And he's going to pick him and his team at VaynerMedia. You know, they're going to pick people to win tickets, you know, to go to this boxing card at the Barclays Center. So, you know, it's like one in a million chance, you know, of winning. I mean, even though I've won a couple times before, I wasn't really thinking that I was actually going to win again. You know what I mean? So, you know, I filled out the form. You know, I filled out the form. You know, I didn't think anything else about it. I just filled it out, and that was the end of that. I just went on about my day, you know, and did what I normally do, you know. So a couple days pass, right? Then I get an email. Now, sometimes you get like emails from like spam people, like spam emails, like, you know, a lot of that shit is bullshit and fake. So, you know, I wasn't thinking nothing about it, but then I seen the title. It said VaynerMedia. It said VaynerMedia LLC. So I see that and I'm like, oh man, like I don't know what this is, like, you know what I mean, like I started to get hyped, like I started to get a little bit, you know what I mean, like, you know, excited about the email because I didn't know what it was. I just seen the name. I open up the email and it says you've won tickets to the Barclays Center, and as you can imagine, I was hyped. I was ecstatic. You know, I couldn't believe that I actually won again. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking about it. I was like, all right, cool. So now I got some tips. So first of all, not only did I not think I was going to win, but I asked, you know, for a certain amount of tickets. So I asked, you know, for 4 tickets to this boxing card. So not only did I win the tickets, I got the exact amount of tickets that I asked for, 4 tickets. So now I'm hyped. Then I was reading the email and it was like, the boxing card is going to be March 2nd. And I was like, oh shit. Like, I got to work that night. I was covering as a supervisor that night. So there was no way I would have been able to go because there was nobody else to cover that night as a supervisor. So I was pretty much screwed. You know what I mean? So, you know, I was thinking about it. I was pissed. I was real upset about it because I really wanted to go. And it was like, I really didn't want to decline. It's like, you know, what's the odds of that happening? You know what I mean? So, I mean, I was tight about it. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat. I'm not going to lie. You know what I mean? Like, I was really tight about it. So, you know, I sent Gary a message. I sent the Vayner team, you know, I sent his team a message. I was like, you know, I appreciate the opportunity. You know, thank you for picking me to win these tickets. But unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to attend because I have to work. So I wasn't thinking nothing. You know, I sent a message. I wasn't thinking nothing about it. And then like 15 or 20 minutes later, you know, Gary responds. You know, he responds to my message. And the first thing I see in the response is he's like, damn. So that was the first thing I seen. He said, damn. Then after that, he was like, pass him to someone then. So just the fact that he responded and he you know, obviously, you know, sympathize a little bit with me because I told him that I wasn't going to be able to go. He was like, yeah, just pass him to somebody then. So, you know, just the fact that he responded at all just made me feel a little better about the situation, even though I was still livid on the inside because I really wanted to go. I really wanted to go to this boxing card. Everybody, I'm a fan of boxing. I mean, I box myself. You know, so I mean, it's something that I really, you know, wanted to go to. But the moral of the story is, you know, besides, you know, Gary, you know, actually responding to me, which made me feel just a little bit better about the situation. The moral of the story and the reason why I'm telling this story is because you don't always get what you want in life, man. Even if sometimes the cards might seem like they're playing in your favor, it could flip any second. Any second, you know, something could happen and then, you know, it'll be something different. So that's the whole point of me telling this story right now, is that you don't always get what you want out of life, man. You just got to roll with the punches. You got to do the best you can do and just understand that everything isn't going to work out the way you want it to all the time. And that's real shit. And that's just life, man. That's a fact of life. So, you know, I did end up passing the tickets, you know, to somebody else, you know, that's really the end of it. But I'm just blessed, you know, to have had the opportunity, you know, to be able to do that. If I was able to, you know, I'm just, you know, happy that I got the opportunity to be picked, you know, as a winner from Gary again, because, you know, like I said, I've won, you know, twice before. I've spoken to him before and things like that. So, you know, I was just happy to win again, man. But, you know, just understand that the way life works is that it's not always going to work out the way you want it to. It's not always going to be the way you want it to. But if you stay positive, great things will happen for you. I truly believe that. So that's the moral of the story, man. you know, just a quick little fun story I wanted to tell, you know what I mean, in a podcast. And I want to ask this so people can respond. You know, can you relate to this story that I just told? Has anybody dealt with anything like this before? Something that's similar to the story that I just told? You know, if you can relate, then, you know, hit me up on Instagram and let me know, man. You know what I mean, if anybody has gone through anything like this or something, you know, similar to it, you know, hit me up on Instagram and just let me know, man. You know what I mean? Because I know I'm not the only one that has experienced anything like that in life. You know, we all have our experiences, but I want to know if anybody has dealt with anything like that before. And just hit me up on Instagram, man. That's JULIUS 29345. JULIUS 29345. Hit me up on Instagram. Hit me on Instagram or Twitter and just let me know what's going on, man. Yeah, that's all I got for y'all, man. Hope you guys enjoyed this little story. And, yeah, like I always say, stay positive, stay focused, and just know that you're blessed every day that you wake up, man. And just follow your dreams, man. You know, follow your dreams and your goals. And you know, just be relentless with that, all right? So I'll talk to y'all soon. I love y'all. Stay blessed and keep working hard, all right? Love y'all. Peace.